Into the barn.
Where?
In the ground.
Yeah, I know.
In the cemeteries.
Okay. You said cemetery. Is there, is that what you call it when you were growing up?
Mm-hmm. No, when I grew up, we called them graveyards.
Okay.
Way back, you know.
Yeah.
But now it's cemeteries.
Yeah.
I've heard it when I grew up, our little girl, they talk about going to bury them over yonder in the graveyard, they'd say.
Mm-hmm.
But that's old time.
What would they call the box that they'd put the body in?
A casket.
Yeah. But when you were growing up...
They called them caskets ever since I knowed anything.
You know, there's, like, it's made out of wood and it's real wide at the shoulders.
Yeah, well, they make them caskets now, and then they bury them in a vault. Now, a place to put them in a box, mm-hmm. They have vaults now.
Did you ever hear of a coffin?
Yeah.
Is that any different?
A coffin is the same thing as a casket, but they used to call them way back coffins when I growed up.
Yeah.
But they're caskets now.
Yeah.
Two words for that.
Okay, you say if a really important man had died, you say, well, everybody showed up for his...
death.
Or for his...
funeral.
Okay. And if people are all dressed in black, you say that they're in...
I don't know.
You know, they're at the funeral, and they're all dressed in black. It's a family.
They used to do that all the time, you know, when I grew up. The woman, she'd wear a black veil and everything,
yeah.
But they'd leave that off now. They don't do that around here anymore.
What?
They used to wear long black dresses, you know, and a black hat and a black veil hang down.
Yeah.
That was mourning. But they don't do that anymore here.
Do you ever remember going to a funeral and some people were just really worked up about the death and just...
Oh, yes. It hurts. It's bad to go to a funeral that way. I went through that myself. It's hard to give up your loved ones.
Yeah. Did you use an expression like someone was carrying on or taking on at the funeral?
I heard people speak that about anybody, but I don't.
What?
I always say they hurt.
Yeah, but have you heard people say?
Well, they said they took on a lot, something like that, you know.
That means more than just saying that they're in mourning.
Yeah.
It means they just sort of can't control themselves?
Yeah, it looks like some people takes on more than another, makes more to do of it. I don't know which it is.
Yeah.
But it's hard to give up ones you love.
Yeah.
I don't believe anybody that love them can hold that back. Got to let a little out. The way I feel about it. I went through it. I give up my mom and dad and brothers. It's hard to do.
Okay, if someone asked you on an average day how you were feeling, you'd answer, oh,
I guess I'm feeling all right, very well or something.
Okay. Say if someone was troubled about something, you might tell them, oh, it's going to come out all right, just don't
worry about it.
Okay. You know, when you're getting old, your joints start giving you trouble.
Oh, yeah, don't talk. I say, oh, my bursitis is acting up.
Yeah. Is there any other word besides bursitis? That just means you're...
Bursitis is a disease I've got, and there's some's got rhinitis, some's got some other thing, but that's what I've got, bursitis.
Yeah. Some people have what?
Rheumatism, old people. And the doctor said mine is the bursitis.
Huh. Okay, do you remember some diseases, like people used to get a really bad sore throat?
Yeah, bad case of TB or something like that. A lot of bad diseases.
Yeah. What about one where they choke up?
Croupy.
Okay, what about something else?
Pneumonia.
Yeah, or what about, they used to get blisters on the inside of their throat and they'd choke up and... Around World War I, they'd give people the Schick test to see if they had
it. I don't know. I never heard nobody that way.
What about diphtheria?
Diphtheria?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's that like?